My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a great show we got in store for you today. Jim Volker, CEO of Whiting Petroleum, will be with us, as well as Ron Ness, President for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Lynn Helms, Executive Director for the Department of Mineral Resources, Sarah Baer, with SWCA Environmental Consultants. We talk a little bit of Bakken Barbecue, and Jeremy Vandershagen with Minnesota Limited. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The fourth annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jim Volker, CEO of Whiting Petroleum.
And so for those of you who are partners, mineral interest owners, joint venture partners with us who own working interests, we are going to complete more wells this year. And I'll talk about that here briefly. So here's why North Dakota is so important for Whiting. As you can see there, of our about 150,000 barrels a day, 125,000 of it comes out of the state of North Dakota. So we're a concentrated operation here in the state, and with a growing play in Colorado in the Denver-Julesburg Basin. I'll talk about that a little bit more. But it's in the position that the Bakken was about a half a dozen years ago for us. Now, let's just think about Wall Street for a second and what they think about the Bakken. So it's true that right now they're a little bit more enamored with the Midland Basin, but if you look at this study that was done by J.P. Morgan, you can see clearly that the Bakken and the DJ Basin, where we're active, are two of the most profitable basins. They create more net present value for our shareholders than any other basin in the country. And that includes some of the gas plays in the Northeast. So that when Wall Street looks at us and looks at all of our competitors and says, what's happening to your net asset value per share, which is basically just the present value of the future revenues from our oil and gas reserves, less operating expenses, less our debt divided by our number of shares, that's a number that grows better in the Bakken and in the DJ than just about any place else in the lower 48. So that's why we concentrate here. We're a big believer in the Bakken. Not only, I'm going to say, its future, but even where we are today. So take a look at our acreage position here. This is why we believe so much in the Bakken. We put our money where our mouth is here. If you look at that sort of second green subpoint, Whiting has over 5,500 drilling locations yet to be developed here. We're drilling wells that we think are consistently 700 to 900,000 barrels of oil equivalent here. We have 445,000 net acres, and 99% of that is held by production. We've driven our drilling and completion costs down, as you can see there, to about $6.8 million. So yes, we're optimistic. We're optimistic about the Bakken, and we're optimistic about the future of the oil and gas business in the Williston Basin in North Dakota. So we've tried to core up. By that I mean we've tried to keep our acreage positions in these counties that are shown here, which are generally considered by most analysts to be in the core area. So that's about 92% of our total acreage position. We're very proud of that. We've made acquisitions along the way to boost our own leasing activity so that we could concentrate in those core areas. Here's why we're optimistic. So the things we're doing today, fracking these wells with the techniques that we're using, multi-stage fracking with entry points, typically of 2 to 3 entry points per stage over a 40-stage frack or so. So up to 120 entry points across a 10,000-foot lateral, fracking it with 6 million pounds of sand or more and a couple 100,000 barrels of water. Good clean water, by the way, has driven our type curve up here to about 900,000 barrels of oil equivalent per well. So at today's prices of about $50 a barrel and netting after royalties, operating expenses, and production taxes, ladies and gentlemen, that's about $27 million worth of future net revenue for a well that's costing us under $7 million. And that's driving, therefore, that almost 4-to-1 on your money is driving these kinds of rates of return. And just as Lynn just talked about, as we sort of shift from that $45 price range up to the $50 price range, IRRs in the Bakken jump up. They're well into the 50 percentile rates of return. As I said, just under about 4-to-1 on your money over the life of the well. That's an attractive rate of return. I don't care what you're doing. And we're very pleased.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jim Volker, CEO of Whiting Petroleum, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a 3-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.